Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. Today, we're talking about ending your work-at-home workday, how to transition back to supper, dishes, and kids. Do you need a better work-from-home schedule for your unique family situation? Does your mom life plus business day need a few or a lot of tweaks to turn into a schedule you'd love? Let's create your own best day so you can start loving your actual hour-by-hour experience of work-at-home mom life. Book a free session with me and give yourself the gift of balance in your work-from-home schedule because it's just a call away. So when you're shifting from the workday to the cooking day, you are actually just shifting gears to your second shift. So how do you mentally shift those gears out of copywriting and launch planning and client project mode back to kids and cooking mode? I'll show you what I do, and then you can modify that to suit yourself, your rhythms, and your unique family. Deal? So, the first thing I do is avoid going straight from, say, knocking out a copywriting project to closing the computer and prepping supper. I need some time to process my day. Otherwise, my head is still in business mode and I'm treating my family like they're interrupting my to-do list. So, the cure for that is to give myself some time to process, then tackle supper. This can be journaling, it can be walking, it can be several different things. But for me personally, I combine my process time with workout time and just do some moving meditation. That way, I feel like I've closed my business day and settled what I want to work on next and can fully move into my next chapter for the day, aka my second shift. And as moms, we all know what that means. Now, another thing I do is make sure I've gotten all my exercise time in. I am going to feel a lot more energized late afternoon when I close up from work if I've done a quick body weight workout. So this is a great time for me to do any exercise sets that I haven't gotten to earlier in the day. I think it's pretty normal to have that afternoon slump, especially late afternoon. So after I get all the swirling thoughts out, I make sure to re-energize for the second half of my workday, the feed the family time, by giving myself that endorphin high. It's actually quite effective. Just pick your favorite fast form of workout, or if you don't have one yet, do 50 jumping jacks and give yourself time to get your breath afterwards. You will feel this surge of energy like you can tackle anything, which is a great feeling to go into your late afternoon or evening prep time with. And finally, the last thing I do is wind down my work from home day. This is how I avoid going from business to family with no time in between. So I will actually book myself some personal time. So, yes, I've shut my brain down from work time, but do I have to go straight to take care of family time? What about breaks and fun for me? When I have the time, and I almost always make the time, I let myself listen to a couple podcasts after I've cleared my brain from business things, just to fill myself up before I go back to serving my family for the second shift. Now, this doesn't have to look like earbuds and podcasts for you. It could be reading, sewing, drawing, whatever your hobby happens to be. I am a learner, like to learn, so that's what relaxes me. So there you have it, my three strategies for transitioning from the work at home day to the cook at home day. Which one do you need most? Or is it all three? Once you've added the brain time, the quick workout, or something just for fun to the end of your workday, I think you're going to like your mompreneur transition a lot more. So do you need a better schedule for your unique family situation? Does your mom life plus business day need a few or a lot of tweaks to turn into a schedule you'd love? Let's create your own best day so you can start loving your actual hour-by-hour experience of work-at-home mom life. Book your free session with me and give yourself the gift of balance in your work-from-home schedule because it's just a call away. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.